Up next is Chris Schultz. Chris has been my colleague at Shulman, Lopez, Hoffman, Adelstein for almost 10 years now. He's my personal sounding board for many things, including all things related to special education. And there are a lot of things I could say. He didn't give me any help in introducing him. There's a lot I could say, but my mom always told me that if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. So we're happy to see you here, Chris. You can get started early.
Thank you. Oh man. That was a really good AI presentation, but if we could mix in a presentation on what happens when my cell phone updates and puts me out of work for a week, that would be great. In many respects, I'm the perfect school attorney for this presentation. From 2010 to 2023, the schools were undefeated in special education due process hearings. It was an amazing record. Now, you might say, well, Chris, for a third of those school wins, weren't you representing the parent? And I'd say that's really none of your business. I want to talk about attorney's fees. It's something that is important because the fees for parent attorneys can really exceed a superintendent's pay. When you look at some of the cases, there's a Tennessee case that was just decided in the Sixth Circuit. The parent attorney took a dyslexia case in front of a hearing examiner. That hearing examiner ordered 888 hours of compensatory dyslexia services back in July. That got appealed to the district court. It was affirmed. And then about a week ago, the Sixth Circuit affirmed that decision. So three steps in the process. The Sixth Circuit there noted that the parent's attorney was seeking $266,000 in attorney's fees just for the district court proceeding and the administrative hearing. That does not include the attorney's fees related to the Fifth Circuit proceeding. I'm licensed in the Pacific Northwest. This is kind of an outlier case there. A parent attorney firm is seeking fees in the amount of $440,000 for a class action IDEA settlement against the state of Washington. So you can have these very unique class action settlements and still have an entitlement to fees that start to creep towards $500,000. Some of the recent attorney fee awards in Texas, one of the cases that I was involved with, we can talk a little bit about it later on. There was an award by the district court of $29,000 back in July. In August 21, $145,000. That included the administrative hearing through the Fifth Circuit. Then March 2019, $75,000, and that was on top of a $70,000 award that was previously awarded in March 2017. That $29,000 award that I was talking about, that was just for a parent attorney's work for about 2 months in an administrative hearing, and that was cut down by 50% later by the district court. So even that is a hefty amount for that small amount of time and for limited success in the hearing. The reason why I feel like this is so important is obviously you don't want to be hit with a $100,000 or more penalty for denying a student a free and appropriate public education. We want to have the client make more informed decisions about whether to actually take the case to an administrative hearing or whether to fight it out. It's not just about the potential compensatory education, whether the student may be ultimately eligible for special education. There has to be a consideration of the potential of paying the parents' attorney's fees. Sometimes in mediation, I don't know if any of you have ever heard something that sounds a little bit like this. A superintendent will say, I'll pay my attorney $1 million before I pay the parent attorney a single dime.